98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Morgan Geiser is back in custody after removing her GPS tracking bracelet on Saturday and fleeing the group home where she had been living following her release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Geiser was one of two people convicted in the Slender Man stabbing of a teen girl in 2014. Madison police announced Sunday night at about 10:34 that Geiser had been found in Illinois. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say flu activity is still fairly low, but with many people planning to travel for Thanksgiving and spending more time indoors, those numbers could begin to spike quickly. To stay healthy, make sure vaccinations against the flu and COVID-19 are up to date. Wash hands regularly, and if you're sick, stay home. The gun deer hunt season began Saturday. Just before 8:30 Saturday night, a 24-year-old Lumira man was found dead from an apparent gunshot wound near a tree stand. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials say the man had been hunting earlier in the day, and they believe the gunshot was an unintentional discharge and an accidental shooting. Wisconsin's deer hunt season is underway, and the Department of Natural Resources estimates that the state's deer population has grown significantly. According to their data, the agency estimated that the state's deer population after the hunting season was under 1 million as recently as 2009. After last year's hunting season, the estimated deer population in the state was over 1.8 million. While a higher population could bring more opportunities for hunters, ineffective population management can also lead to issues like an increase in deer-related crashes, damage to an overall ecosystem, or a rise in deer-related crop losses. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, agency officials say dropping interest in hunting and the lack of effective regulations have contributed to the issue. Their data shows that hunters aged 60 and over make up the largest demographic group in the sport, and those hunters are beginning to slow down or just outright retire. DNR officials also cited the spread of chronic wasting disease as a driving factor in the decreasing interest, leading some hunters to stop using deer as a source of food. A 41-year-old Fond du Lac man accused of holding a gun while uttering a racial slur at a neighbor can use a rifle for deer hunting. A motion hearing was held in Fond du Lac County Court last week for Christopher Krug, who's charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct for the incident in September that went viral on social media. Judge Tricia Walker granted the bond modification that allows Krug to possess a rifle through the end of gun deer season. Krug returns to court for a plea and sentencing hearing on January 26th. Prepping for the big Thanksgiving Day feast is about to begin. People are peeling potatoes, making pie crust, and prepping the turkey. If you bought a frozen turkey to make this year, now's the time to put it in the refrigerator to start thawing. Morgan Peterson, the environmental health specialist with the Winnebago County Public Health Department, said thawing in the fridge is the safest way to thaw your Thanksgiving bird.
Usually the fridge is where we would like you. That's where we would tell people to thaw it. That's the best. And some people will thaw. They'll thaw under cold water, as long as you're changing that water regularly, but you have to cook it as soon as it's reaching that thawed area. That's why putting it in the fridge is the best, because it's going to stay 41 or below. Or if you're thawing it like out on the counter, we do not recommend that, because you don't know when it's actually reached that true thawed state, and then it's getting into what we call the danger zone, the 41 to 140, if it gets to room temp or something like that. So putting it in the fridge, you know, a couple days before and letting it thaw is what we would recommend.
The USDA lists one more safe way to thaw a turkey. That's in the microwave, but cautions cooks to start roasting the turkey immediately after thawing and to make sure the microwave is large enough to handle the turkey. The USDA says never thaw a turkey on the counter, in the garage, or on the back porch. Don't thaw in a brown paper grocery bag or plastic garbage bag. And never use the dishwasher, with or without water, to thaw a turkey. There is good news if the turkey is still frozen solid come Thanksgiving morning. You can still roast that bird. It will just take about 50% longer for the turkey to reach a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. a Western Wisconsin judge dismissed a lawsuit brought forward by two wedding barn owners, including one in Berlin, over liquor license requirements, Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports.
The bill, known as Act 73, requires special event venues like wedding barns to either limit the number of times they serve alcohol in a year or obtain a liquor license. It was passed by the legislature in November of 2023. Farm View Event Barn in Berlin is one of two venues that sued to challenge that law. The judge ruled in the State Department of Revenue's favor. The decision could be appealed by the Court of Appeals.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers shut down the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. The Packers over the Vikings, 23-6 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's defense holding Minnesota to just two field goals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
It was amazing. You hold a team to 6 points, you know, it's great. And to be able to come up with so many turnovers like that, especially in the second half, it was a big time job by everybody on the defense. And obviously, I'm not sure how many sacks we have, but, you know, they're getting after them. Just a great job by them.
The Packers play the Lions on Thursday. College football, the Badgers with a win over Illinois, 27-10 in their final home game of the year. Head coach Luke Fickell.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin defeated Detroit 81-63. Lily Cron, 18 points, 6 three-pointers. And the Badgers volleyball team swept Iowa. Wisconsin now 22-4 for the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, rain likely. We're going to drop to the upper 30s to low 40s overnight. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.